Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 10 of the Made Hoops podcast. I am your new and improved host, event director Rob Noonan. I am joined here with National Middle School Scouting Director Eric Hanford and newly VP, might I add, and with his partner, National High School Scouting Director Brian Flynn. I'm going to be giving you guys a wide range of topics. The first new game that we're going to play is buy or sell. Buy, you like the idea, you're going to do more with it. Sell, you don't like the idea, it's not for you, you're giving it away.
Buy or sell Jersey Robinson being the first female in the league. Eric, you're up.
That's an absolute buy. Was that trying to be a trap question? I mean, this girl is at that level. I mean, not that I'm a girls basketball scout or somebody who's seen a ton of girls basketball. I mean, I've covered our Made Hoops Rose League the past several years. At her age, doing the things that she does, and it's not like she's just out there like catch and shoot, you know, she's in the mix. I mean, she's bullying these kids, right? And she's got a swagger to her. If you guys were on our social media, saw the video that we had of her, like, she's out here really doing it, and she knows she can do it. Like, she's the most confident girl I've seen probably at that age playing on that level. So that's an absolute buy for me.
And going off of that point, before we go to you, Flynn, I interviewed her, and every single question that I asked her was just straight-faced answer. So I looked at her parents. I'm like, I got to ask her questions that are going to trip her up, because it's like she knew what I was going to ask her.
Killer. She is a certified killer.
Flynn, buy or sell?
Has to be buy. I mean, first girl in the boys league, she's killing people like Eric has been talking about here. I think she's the best girl on that, or best player on that team. So, I mean, ABC Ryder is going to be led by her this year, and she's proving that she can handle playing against any boy in that league.
So, all right. So next topic, buy or sell, Fuzzy's being the best taco shop in Arizona. Flynn, I want you to hit this first.
Oof, big oof.
Can we pause that, by the way, but go ahead.
I'm going to say sell, mostly because I've only been to one taco shop in Arizona, so I'm not going to speak from a place of ignorance. Plus, like, Fuzzy's, Chipotle, too comparable for it to be like chain versus non-chain, so sell on that.
Fantastic answer. Eric, you're up. I want to hear this disaster of an answer.
I'm going to sell, but it's more so I think there's just too much competition in Arizona for taco shops. Like, we need to go, and we're going to have the opportunity session 2, session 3 to try some different spots. It was good, don't get me wrong, but like, there's got to be other places that are better. Yeah, exactly. It was a solid recommendation. I'm glad we went there, but yeah, no, I'm selling that.
If that's the best taco shop in Arizona, Arizona should have zero taco shops.
Major L for Arizona, you're right.
I'm with that hot take. I'm selling it as well, but I'm just saying. I'm just,
you're the host. You don't get to sell anything.
Absolutely. Next topic.
All right. Buy or sell Nate Robinson being the best dunker in the gym. Eric.
Ooh. Okay. So let's talk our candidates, right?
Yeah, four dunk champions.
So we had Nate Robinson. We had J.R. Ryder, who's coaching the ACC team Ryder. We had Fred Jones, who's there supporting Rose City Rebels. Nate Robinson's son plays on Seattle Rotary. And our fourth is Jason Richardson.
Yeah.
Who's supporting his son, who plays for Vegas Elite. Wow. This is tough. I think I'm going to go with – yeah, I'm going to buy Nate Robinson. I mean, at his size, what's Nate? Generously 5'8"?
No, I think he's like –
He's my height. He's like 5'7".
5'7",
5'8". Okay, cool. Either way, he dunked over Dwight Howard in one of the dunk contests. Like, dude, bounces. I don't even want to just say off of what they did in a dunk contest. I want to talk about basically what they've done over the course of their career. Like, you go onto YouTube and you just look at a Nate Robinson highlight mix from his career, some of the things that he was doing, tip dunks, dunking over, like, no, he's an absolute freak. I'm buying Nate Robinson.
Flynn.
I'm actually going to go Jason Richardson here. So sell Nate Robinson. You know, Jay Rich is an unbelievable leaper, threw down some ridiculous dunks that I think we've seen just copied over time. And he's a guy that I think doesn't get enough love when it comes to his ability to fly above the rim and finish. And honestly, I think that's one of the things that we're most looking forward to with his kids, is if they ever get that athleticism, look out.
And I think Nate had a better, like, full-on display with, like, the uniform, because the Knicks uniforms back then were
– Let's say this too. Nate is also a showman.
I was going to say, Nate's the bigger showman out of all of those guys.
Nate's a showman. I mean, he makes it everything. It's energy. It's enthusiasm. It's like – it's a bolt of electricity anytime he's on the floor and he's throwing down a dunk. So it's tough to go against him.
On the floor as a spectator or a player, because he was maybe quiet for like 30 seconds when he first came in the gym, and you're like, oh wow, Nate Robinson's here. And then like by 30 seconds later, he was like on the sideline yelling. You're like, oh wow, Nate Robinson's here.
It's not in him to be the quiet parent. Like, he just loves hoop too much. And it's not even just about his kid. Like, if a kid on a side court makes a play, he's running over there and cheering that kid on. Like, the dude just loves to be in the gym and just cheering on these kids. Like, he's an awesome presence to have in the gym.
All right, so now the last buy or sell topic. Mike Bibby being the best pro in the gym.
Flynn first?
I don't know. Both of you had a weird reaction, so I thought somebody was going to jump out. So.
I mean,
I'm trying to think who we – like, is there anyone else we're missing? Is there anyone else we're missing?
To me, it's either Bibby or Jay Rich.
Also, let's not – I didn't say basketball pro because we did have Donovan McNabb.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget hometown favorites coach and NBA champion Darrell Wright also in the building.
I'm actually going to go McNabb here.
And we didn't have Matt Barnes yet. Okay.
You said what? Oh, Matt Barnes will be coaching his sixth grade team at session two. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so Brian, you're going Donovan McNabb. Please explain yourself.
Still going McNabb, yeah.
Okay, so please explain yourself on the Donovan McNabb pick. I'm not hating. I just want to hear the explanation.
Well, first of all, I mean, what has he not done besides win a title? Sorry, Eric. I know that probably hurts you a little bit. Second of all,
what has Philly done in – like, Philly never wins titles except for 2 years ago.
I was about to say, please give respect where respect is due. The Eagles just won a Super Bowl.
That wasn't McNabb.
If Philly likes him, that means that he did something right in his career. Because Philly,
I agree.
He got you as close as you could possibly get without winning a title. And, like, that's honestly what it comes down to, is that man did everything but win a title. For me, it's a little bit of nostalgia. And honestly, I don't think there's a guy on the NBA side who had the same level of team success that McNabb had on the football side.
All right, so now we're gonna come with two hot takes, maybe even three. All right, so number one, my hot take is pro skills, even though they went 1-3 this weekend, they will come back and win the league come March.
So you're operating under the assumption that they're about to retool and add some high-level pieces, because – for you to make that. If you said that otherwise, that would be like a super hot take. So can you explain your justification there?
I have no justification for hot takes. They're just hot takes, and I like pro skills. I like who they have. I like who they're about to add. I'm not going to tell you who they're having come in session two, because you'll see it on the floor. But when they do, they can win the league. And they were competitive in every game without two missing players.
Yeah, they're a talented group, and there are some rumblings there that they got some guys in the holster ready for session two. So I feel you on that one.
Now, girls matchup, championship, Northwest Select Team Lloyd will play Cal Sparks in the finals.
I don't know if that's a hot take.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't know if that's a hot take. I think I would say Team Northwest Select Team Lloyd comes into the league year one and wins the finals.
That's a hotter take.
I was going to say, I would say maybe it's the hot take based on the fact that they're a new team and people don't really know about them and their stud who you kind of put us onto, which I don't know if you're gonna, I don't know if you're gonna talk about her or not, but I watched a little bit of them at session one and I could get behind that hot take.
Jasmine Davidson is hard not to talk about, and like there's many few kids where like you can look at and be like, she's got it. Just like body type, scores 20 a game. They said it was an off weekend, still scored 20.
Major flex by their coaches to say that.
Yeah. I was like, wow, it just played great. It was a bad weekend. All right, like it. But, I mean, Mo had a ton of high expectations coming into the league, and he backed it up. They put a beating on some teams. So, I mean, all respect to him. They're what it's worth of what it's worth that he said.
I need hotter takes next time, though.
I got a hot take for you guys.
Let's hear it.
We have not seen the best team in the West League yet. I think we're still waiting on PG Elite. We're still waiting on Why Not.
FOE.
FOE as well, yeah.
People don't know. Like, we literally are missing – we were missing 4 eighth-grade teams session one because team swooshed from New Mexico.
Well, let's not – one, those teams that we haven't seen – first of all, PG Elite won the championship last year in the eighth-grade division. So you got to give your respect there. But let's also not forget, the rosters don't lock until session two. So right now we're in a free agency period. Session one, teams are always feeling each other out, figuring out who's playing for who. And some of these kids are shell-shocked because they get in the gym and the competition is so steep and intense that they're not even really comfortable yet with each other. Not to mention in this year with COVID, I don't know how much practice time some of these programs have had. So starting in session two, we're really going to find out what's what, and I think you're going to see some of these teams start to settle in.
And we said this is the deepest class or the deepest set of teams for MADE session one, missing 4 teams.
Right.
Missing the next flow of players for session two, so I'm excited for that. And this is more of a buy or sell, which I should have thrown in the other category, but Rose City started off 2-1. Are they making their way back to the finals this year? Because they are on pace. And when I mean on pace, they went 2-1. They lost 1 game in each of their sessions last year.
They have work to do. I think if you asked Coach Kendrick, he would agree. They have work to do. I mean, they're a disciplined team. They have the same pieces they had as last year, obviously. They're a little overmatched in the size department. But as far as skills, ability to shoot the ball, play together, they've been in this. Now, let's not forget, playing in this league as a seventh grade group, that's basically the same team. They have a level of experience that a bunch of these other teams don't have. So I think if they do a little bit of tinkering going into session two, maybe they add another guy or they tighten up, they're going to be in the hunt. They have that experience level. They have the shooting ability. They'll be okay.
Isaac Carr looks great, by the way.
He does. He's gotten much better.
I think they looked really good. I also think they're a middle-of-the-pack team this year. Whether that means that they make championship weekend and go on a run, I think they're probably one of the more likely teams to be able to pull something like that off because they've been playing for so long together. But I think we're not really going to see – they're not going to be high up in the standings at any point, I think, through the season. I think through weeks 2 and 3, they're going to kind of – fall back to earth here, at least from a record standpoint.
They've had no practice time, by the way. They came into this session.
Yeah, that was their first 3 games that they've ever
right.
played.
So, like, let's give them some time. They're going to be in the hunt.
If they – I'm not guaranteeing anyone to make the playoffs except for Pro Skills. besides that, they're a team that you don't want to play in the playoffs.
Guaranteeing the Pro Skills spot at 1-3. I like it.
You know, like, odds, what are the odds? Plus 2,000, great odds, great team. I'm all for it. All right, so let's go to the MADE Minute. Flynn, quick answers. Who's your best player week 1?
For me, it's Jam Pitt from Arizona. You play.
All right, who's your biggest sleeper?
Bryce Cofield.
Who wins the league based off of what you've seen week 1?
AZ, you play.
Who's prime for a big session 2?
Parker Jefferson.
Who are you most excited to see session 2? Team, player.
Paul George Elite.
Fuzzies, Chipotle, or Qdoba?
Chipotle, come on.
Best underclassman right now, when I say underclassman, I'm talking sixth, seventh grader.
Cato Miller.
All right, favorite storyline coming out of this weekend?
Sons of Hawaii, going 2-2.
Who is the player with the most upside?
Zion Booker.
Which player are you potentially most excited to see that we haven't seen yet?
T. Bartlett.
Eric, now it's up for your made minute. Who was the best player you saw week one?
I'm going combo. Elzie Harrington, Bryce Cofield.
Terrible answer. It should be one. Who is the biggest?
All right. Okay. It's one. Elzie Harrington.
Who was the biggest sleeper?
Biggest sleeper. Chris Nwuli.
Who is your league winner as of week one?
San Diego Soldiers.
Who is primed for a big session two?
Can it be teams that haven't played yet?
Sure.
Team FOE Elite.
Who are you most excited to see session two, player or team?
Jerry Easter.
Fuzzies, Chipotle, or Qdoba?
Chipotle.
Best underclassman right now, sixth and seventh grader.
I'm a big fan of Brandon McCoy Jr. on Hometown Favorites.
Player with the most upside?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say...
Time's up!
Time is up. Now, let's take some questions from our followers on Instagram. I'm going to be reading off some of the questions that we got. Every week that we have the podcast, we're going to ask you guys what kind of questions do you have or what do you want to see us talk about on the podcast, and we're going to list them here. So our first question is, when you guys bringing back the high school league to the East? We have not had a high school league on the East, but we do have our middle school league. That starts in February, the 6th and 7th at Nittany. So for those looking for some East Coast hoops, we will be back at State College.
Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Yep. So let's see. Is this the most competitive league of made yet? If so, what makes this year different? I'm going to let you guys answer this and not me, because
we talking, are we talking West Coast or East Coast?
They just said League 8.
Okay. All right. If they're not specific, the East is still the strongest league. The East, you know, we're in year 7, so they have a head start. But the West Coast is absolutely catching up every year. The talent level has gotten higher. We've grown the divisions. Now we have all three divisions, 8th, 7th, and 6th grade. So it's actually been really impressive what these coaches and program directors have been able to do on the West Coast. They see our vision, and they're following suit from our East Coast league. But the reality is our deepest league, and I would assume the deepest league that we've had and will have to date will be February 6th, our East Coast Session 1, Year 7.
Flynn, I know that we could say, both me and you, because what, this is both our second year.
Yeah.
Made. It's significantly better than last – we're significantly deeper than last year's.
For sure.
But like Eric said, the East is like 96 teams.
They're completely different things at this point still. Like, the East is just so much bigger at this point.
Let's go to the next question. Why did you guys decide to add a shot clock to eighth grade? I could answer this selfishly. New Jersey doesn't have a shot clock at any level. It's absolutely horrible. If there's one thing they could have done over quarantine, it's add a shot clock, but they didn't. So we add a shot clock because, I mean, once kids play in the EYBL, there's a shot clock. So, I mean, the point of maximizing athlete development and exposure is getting you guys ready for the next level. And what's better than actually getting you guys ready with the rules that you're going to be playing, you know, come freshman year. Now, someone asked, can we ask some coaches their coaching philosophy? I like that. We could get some coaches on in their free time and ask them what their philosophies are. I mean, Eric and Flynn, what do you guys think about that?
I think that's something that we should definitely do throughout the season and let some guys kind of talk about what they're trying to do offensively and defensively in these leagues.
Eric, you got anything?
Agreed.
Most underrated 2026.
Flynn, you want to start? Or you want me to start? That's tough. I would say, I was really impressed with Jamin Sandrup from Utah Nike Elite. 6'4", size 16 sneaker. The kid's going to be absolutely massive when all is said and done. Great hands. Finishes well around the rim. I don't think many people are talking about him and know about him yet, but they will.
I'm going to keep it within Utah with Kai Wesley, 6'6". Combo forward, really skilled, really quick for somebody his size. Hoops Elite's under the radar team right now.
Who's the kid from San Diego Soldiers that moved to Cal?
Tristan Comer.
Yeah. People are very well aware of him, though. He's not underrated
by any. Well, to be fair, like, now that he's on this platform, people may know about him, but now he is most certainly going to be more of a well-known guy because he's on the Made Hoops West circuit. But I agree with you. I mean, he was a monster during session one. He's a big reason that San Diego Soldiers team started 3-0.
So next question is, who was the best player in Rose League? Yes, this one applies to me.
It's all you, Rob.
So my top player coming out of session one is Jasmine Davidson from Northwest Select Team Lloyd. But it is close because you still have Talia Henderson from Cal Sparks. You still have Tiana Chambers from Hoops 360. You have Braylon Barnett from Hoops 360, Destiny Lunin from Cal Sparks, Kalina Smith. She's in 2026 playing up, and she had a 31-point performance. So
you got to include the nicknames, man. These girls got great nicknames.
I know. So Destiny Lunin is called Kai Shi. Favorite player is Kyrie Irving. So based off of the Kai part, she, instead of Kyrie, it's Kai Shi. That's where the origin of that nickname. Kalina has always been a really special player, so she's called Special K. So those are my top players out of session one, and Alexis Willis from Fresno Lady Heat. So that brings us to the next question. Who are your early favorites for winning the 2021 West League? For me, I said pro skills, hot take. I'm with it. Flynn, who's your early favorites for winning the West League? I know Eric said San Diego Soldiers.
I'm going to go with a real lukewarm take of AZU play here.
Okay. Biggest girl standouts, I just mentioned that. What team surprised you the most?
Okay, so you skipped me before. You asked Brian about his favorite storyline. You didn't ask me that. So
I don't care about your storyline.
And I took that personally. So I'm going to incorporate that into my answer now. I think Seattle Rotary is a dual answer for that. It's first year with Rotary in the mix on the West Coast circuit. They didn't just rep in eighth grade. They brought eighth, seventh, and sixth grade. So shout out to Daryl Hennings and the whole Rotary program. We love having you guys, you know, stamping the West League with your presence. Their eighth grade group, I really like the pieces they have. They had some big wins in session one. They came out of it with a 2-1 record. Legend Smiley, 6'2 wing guard, really was impressive for them in particular, but they have just an overall fun group. So I'm going with Seattle Rotary.
Also, if you have any rental properties in Seattle that Hanford can move into, please reach out to him and let him know.
Absolutely. Yeah, Eric's been dying to go to Seattle.
It's all he talks about.
Seattle basketball, baby. It's as good as it gets. The culture is like no other.
Just like Pottsville basketball, the exact same.
Pottsville basketball.
Shout out Crimson Tide.
Is the place not to be in America. Let's see. Any predicted underdog teams coming through from any age group?
Going to steal your pro skills. I mean, obviously, 1-3, they're underdogs right now.
I want to say Sneaker Steal in sixth grade. They went 3-1, obviously, so it's not like they're like
true underdog,
middle of the pack or not playing well. They have some good pieces, but they actually were missing a few guys that I know personally. So I think they're going to come into session two and really shake things up. You know, Rotary and ABC Team Rider are kind of sitting at the top of the sixth grade division with undefeated records. Rotary's 4-0, ABC Team Riders 3-0, but Sneaker Steel's got some stuff coming.
Underdog story or underdog team, even though they went 2-1, Sons of Hawaii, just because they came from Hawaii and they play probably the most fundamental basketball in the league. There is not a high percentage shot they don't take. I mean, from short porch, short corner, like no matter where it's at, if it's close to the rim, they're making. I haven't seen an eighth grade team shoot that efficiently I can't say in a while because I'm in my young career, but from what I've seen, by the way, subtle flex, young career, could not be Eric or Flynn.
We're vets.
But that's from what I've seen. Yeah, that Sons of Hawaii is my pick.
This is where I mentioned that they actually went 2-2 on the weekend, but you know.
Shows your rookiness in this. Good job though.
All right, that's a tough look.
Sell your game.
All right, so that's it for the questions, and that is it for the podcast. So thank you all for tuning in to episode 10 of the Made Hoops podcast. Also, be sure to follow our partner Pure Hoops Media for their extensive storytelling, insight, and analysis across the basketball world. You can find me, Rob Noonan, across all social media platforms at Noonan Hoops. Eric, where can the people find you?
You could find me on Twitter and Instagram at Eric_Hamford.
Flynn, where can the people find you?
On Twitter, you can find me at BFlynnMade, and on Instagram, BFlynnHoops.
We should also add our addresses, our home addresses, because we could have some unhappy coaches that we did not pick them as underdogs. So if you want to meet me now, I'm not even going to say that. That is it.